Hi everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Girly Med Chat. I'm Dana.
And I'm Rebecca, and we are so excited to have you here with us.
So we're both medical students who just finished our third year, and we decided to start this podcast to kind of share our experiences, tips, and chat about all things med school related. And this is our first time recording a podcast, so cut us a bit of slack.
Yes, this is very new to us, but hopefully if you listen, you enjoy. And whether you're a fellow medical school student or pre-med or interested in any aspect of the healthcare field, this podcast is for you.
Yes. So we want to tell you, let's just start by telling you a bit about ourselves. Rebecca, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I'm Rebecca. I'm 24 years old. I'm born and raised in the suburbs of Philly. And then I went to college at Barnard in Manhattan. And I knew I wanted to go into medicine my entire life. I come from a family with a lot of doctors. So it's like I assumed I'd be on that track, but then I also did some kind of pre-med experiences growing up and in high school and realized it definitely was really what I wanted to do with my life. So I didn't take any time off between college and med school. And in college, I majored in neuroscience. And then I also had really wanted to live in Israel for a long time. I traveled there growing up with my school and with my family, and I also did a study abroad that got cut very short because it was spring of 2020. So I knew that I wanted to go back, and I found a medical school program for international health, and I really liked their values and their focus in the school. And that is how I ended up in a pretty random area of southern Israel. And I actually went with my college roommate, which was also a crazy story, but
yeah, that's yeah. Crazy. I still can't believe that.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked out, but it made the transition a lot less scary and more manageable. And we stayed roommates until the end of our third year. And I moved back to the US and she got married. So yeah, that's an overview of my experience.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so I'm Dana. I'm 28 years old. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I was born and raised there. I went to college there. I went to college at UC San Diego and California Lutheran University. I graduated in 2019 with a degree in bio and a focus in neuroscience. And I took 2 years off to, I spent 1 year studying for the MCAT, and then COVID happened. And it was kind of a nightmare. Like, I was scheduled to take the MCAT April 2020. So that was like right when everything went wrong. And my MCAT was delayed almost a year because of that. And then my second year off, I worked and applied. And similar to what Rebecca was saying, I had always wanted to live in Israel, at least for a bit. My parents are both Israeli, and I also like grew up going to Israel a lot, and I've always loved it. So I was really excited about the opportunity to live there for a few years and see what that would be like. But now we're both on a period of 6 months off where we're studying for our step exams, and recording this podcast. Oh, and now we want to tell you a little bit about how we met. Rebecca, do you want to share the story?
Yes. So we were placed in a group together. We have a little mini emergency medicine course, at least at our school, before our first year. And then we do a more in-depth one before third year. But our names are close together in the alphabet. So we were placed in the same group. And I noticed immediately from like across the room that Dana had a Dagny Dover backpack. And I really wanted a new backpack before medical school. And I was like looking at them, and I ended up deciding to go with a different one. I got a base backpack, which is Shay Mitchell's brand. But as soon as I saw that Dagny Dover bag, I'm like, okay, we're in med school, but this is also like a girly, like this is someone who likes shopping and cute aesthetic things. Like, I need to figure this girl out. But I'm like really shy at first. Like once you start talking to me, I'll open up pretty quickly, but I'm very shy off the bat. So I didn't say anything. And then right the day of our exam, maybe it was even after we took it, I was with Donna and another girl, and we got into a whole conversation about like nails and manicures, and they gave me my first manicure recommendation for the city we were in. And yeah, then we were like, it took a little while before we like were super close to the extent we were throughout a lot of med school, but like yeah. I knew immediately that we were gonna click. But you can share your perspective, and also our other friend loves to say that like she didn't know why I thought I was friends with you guys, so
yeah, that's a story for another time. We'll definitely get more into that. But yeah, definitely I would say out of everyone in our class, we are probably the most like girly girls and like into shopping and brands and like stores and just like plan things around shopping. I would say that most of our med school class is like really not in the same vibe that we are. So I think for both of us, it was really exciting. Like imagine you just started medical school and like you're terrified. It's medical school. Like it's a huge like endeavor you're about to take on, and you don't know anyone and you just moved away from home and you're on the other side of the world. And like, again, like you're trying to find somebody that you click with. And so somebody that you have things like that in common with, it may sound silly. Like it sounds like shopping and like it sounds like, okay, a backpack, like whatever. But the thing is, not everybody would like recognize the brand like Base or Dagny Dover. Like you just, it's a niche. It's a niche girly thing. So for both of us, it was kind of an immediate like, oh, we're into the same kind of stuff. We have things we can talk about. So it's really important, I think, in that setting to have a person like that. That you can just be yourself with.
No, I fully agree. And I even see now, like, my little sister, she actually is starting law school. Like, her first day of orientation is, like, unofficially today/tomorrow. And so, you know, whenever you talk about, like, girly stuff in law school, people bring out all the, like, Elle Woods jokes and whatever. But I know so many people, like, our family friends came over and they were very, like, we have a friend in med school and her and her mom were making fun of some other girl and showing us her Instagram and saying how she wasn't serious because she was too girly or she liked pink or she's Elle Woods. And I'm like, did growing, like people our age, like we grew up on Elle Woods, even though Donna hasn't seen the movie and that's like kind of ridiculous in my opinion, but
we need to fix this.
Another issue, but like we know that you can be girly and be smart and like in all seriousness, like I really do care about like breaking that stereotype because I don't see why one has to do with the other. And like, you know, I think we both eventually settled into our grooves and like found studying that really worked well for us. And like, we were able to be very like academically successful and liking girly things and shopping. Like, yeah, other people went and did their things and had their ways of de-stressing. And we would take an exam and like, go to Zara after and try on clothes. And like, you're all de-stressing somehow. Like, I don't think there's any problem in like being really serious, being really passionate about healthcare and medicine and all of those things and like liking girly things.
100%. I think we're both definitely like very passionate about finding balance in med school and finding time for yourself, even though sometimes that means like just absolutely rotting and doing nothing. Like doing nothing is important sometimes, but beyond that, it's like you said, breaking the stereotype and like kind of embracing the fact that no, like what does a doctor look like? Like it doesn't have to look the same. And while that's accepted, I feel like in a lot of other academic fields or like even non-academic fields, and like you said, like in law, it's not it's really not very well accepted in medicine. And it is kind of looked down upon as like, oh, you must be so unserious. Like, you come to the hospital with like your makeup all done and your hair done and like your cute little like fig scrubs and whatever. And it's like, it's almost like you shouldn't care about that stuff. And I know I speak for both of us when we say that, like, we really, really don't believe in that. And it shouldn't be a thing where, like, if you care about, like, how you look or, like, care about investing in your hobbies that are, like, different from someone else's, like, that shouldn't reflect on your level of seriousness. Because at the end of the day, we're both, like, very, like, serious students and, like, got to where we are and, like, worked hard and just like everyone else, you know?
And I feel like so many people say, like, and I do this as well, because another one of my like major ways to de-stress in med school, I've gotten very into working out, but people accept like, okay, if you want to work out and give it your all and be your best, like get a cute workout set so that like that kind of helps motivate you. And like, we'll like have cute scrubs, or if we're outpatient, like we want to like feel like, okay, we're not kids anymore. Like we're grown up and we're professional mm-hmm. and like we're excited to choose our outfit and then like go into the hospital or the clinic or whatever and not focus on the outfit, focus on like our patients and our day. But we just like to do that before, and we're hoping there's other fellow girly med school students out there.
Definitely. So we also want to talk to you guys about like, what can you expect from this podcast? So we're definitely going to cover a lot of ground. We do want to talk a lot about our journey through med school, or journeys, share advice on how to like just get through it and survive it, and not just survive, obviously, like thrive and do really, really well. And like we were saying before, like get to be yourself, get to have balance and like kick ass and be a great medical student and learn so much and like build yourself into the doctor that you're going to be and into the best doctor that you can be to take care of your patients in the future. And we're going to discuss topics that are especially relevant to like being girlies in medicine. Obviously that's our perspective.
Yeah. Just like Dana was saying, we really believe in balance. So I think depending on the week sometimes, or different parts of one episode, we want to have some more serious advice for studying. And because it is overwhelming going into med school, like figuring out how you're going to change things around and study and our tips for that, but also just our hobbies and our interests and the ways we made life fun. And another thing that I don't think either of us said, but we're both oldest daughters and older mm-hmm. sisters. And so I think I'm very like used to being in a position of like giving advice. And especially like a lot of, even though my sister's not going into medicine, her friends who are her age message me. So I really love trying to give big sister type advice. And yeah, Donna is an oldest daughter as well.
Yeah. And it's very much like, it's such a personality type. Like, I know that it's not true for everyone who's like an eldest daughter, because like there's exceptions. We know of some exceptions. But for the most part, I think like being an eldest daughter and having younger siblings that look up to you and being like the first person who has to deal with like the strictest rules from your parents and like stuff like that, you just like grow up with a lot more kind of responsibility. Because there are usually like people looking up to you, and it's something that you think about from a very young age, and it just ends up kind of being like a persona. So I think that's something that Rebecca and I really bonded over a lot too, that a lot of times we have very similar outlooks and perspectives on things, just because of like how we grew up, which is really similar.
Yeah. And it can be hard to like, I know that I felt like I didn't have, even though I have all these doctors in my family, I didn't know anyone who had gone into medicine recently. So hopefully we can just explain a bit about the process now, because it's always changing a lot. And definitely like, even if you can get tips from someone, they kind of need to be pretty current if you want to know, like, if you compare studying a couple, not even that many years ago, it was completely different. And now mm-hmm. like everything is Anki and online and videos, and I think people who are older are kind of like horrified at how we study sometimes, but it does work. So yeah, hopefully our advice can help someone listening.
Yeah, definitely. So if this sounds interesting to you, hopefully you'll go ahead and listen to us on future episodes. And yeah, I think like it's pretty much everything we wanted to talk about today, right?
Yes, I think so. So thank you so much if you tuned in for our first episode and made it to the end. We are so excited to start this, and we really hope you listen and enjoy.
Yeah, and we really can't wait to share more with you in the next few weeks. And thanks for joining us on Girly Med Chat.
See you next week.
See you. Bye.